Hello, this is Where the Wind Slows. Climate Watch, there's no author. Oh, yes. Current breezes across the world are raising concerns among climate scientists, Michael Lucy explains. This is Political Explains, where I just really go for broke. Sort of a marathon running of podcasting to make sure that I can speak and address issues. I'll do some more thought-provoking ones. Wind isn't what it used to be. Scientists say surface wind speeds across the planet have fallen by 25% since the 1970s. The eerie phenomenon, dubbed stilling, is believed to be a consequence of global warming and may impact everything from agriculture to the livability of our cities. It's taken more than a decade for scientists to get a handle on stilling, a term coined by Australian National University eco-hydrologist Michael Roderick in 2007. Roderick has spent years studying the 50-year decline of Europe and North America for climate metric called pan evaporation. It measures the rate at which water evaporates from a dish left outside. With his colleague, biophysicist Graham Farquhar, he found the cause. The sunlight had dimmed due to air pollution. Less light equals lower evaporation. In 2002, after publishing explanation in the journal Science, Roderick received a query from Roger Beale, the head of Australia's Federal Department for Environment. Was pan evaporation also decreasing in Australia? To my embarrassment, Roderick recalls, I had to say I didn't know because I never looked. 2 years later, he had the answer. The pan evaporation rate was also falling in Australia. It was passing, however, as the air pollution levels on the continent were lower than those in Europe and North America. Roderick went back to basics. The rate of evaporation depends on four factors: the air temperature, humidity, the amount of solar radiation, and the wind speed. After another 3 years of combing through the meteorological record, he'd pinned down the culprit. To my absolute surprise, we found the main reason for the drop in Australia was less wind, and by a lot. Roderick unearthed other studies from around the world with similar findings, but till then no one had joined the dots. He teamed up with Tim McVicker, hydrologist in Australia's National Science Agency. The SRO was looking for global wind patterns and their effects on evaporation. In 2012, his team, led by McVicker, compiled results from almost 150 regional studies to show stilling was taking place across much of the world. In Australia in the 1970s, the average wind speed coupled a couple of meters above the ground was 2.2 meters per second. In 2017, it was 1.6 meters per second. Over land masses as far north as Svalbard, 150 kilometers from the North Pole, 1,050 kilometers from the North Pole, as far south as Antarctica, observations showed that the wind was stilling. Conversely, wind was getting faster around the poles and certain coastal areas. The perplexing twist, ocean winds also appear to be accelerating. Several explanations have been proposed for stilling. Robert Vertan, who studies climate change at France's National Centre for Scientific Research, has a benign answer for some changes. More vegetation spurred by rising temperatures and carbon dioxide levels, the increase in surface roughness which slows the wind. Planet's rising temperatures are another likely culprit. One predicted consequence of global warming is the expansion of the Hadley Cell, a planet-girdling double donor of atmospheric circulation which warms the air, which warm air rises near the equator, loops towards the pole, cools and falls to the surface at around 30 to 40 degrees latitude, then heads back to its origin. This circulation, combined with the Coriolis effect, the Earth's rotation, causes consistent easterly trade winds found in the tropics and prevailing westerlies in the middle latitudes. An expanding Halley cell means that many common storm tracks are slipping towards the pole, taking their high winds and associated rainfall away from the temperate regions. Roderick takes a more telescopic view. Air movements are powered by differences in temperatures at different places. The bigger the difference between the warm and cold air, the stronger the wind. One effect of global warming is to flatten those differences. The poles are warming faster than the equator, Winters are warming faster than summers. Nights are warming faster than days. Everything becomes more uniform. What does a drop in the wind speed mean? The decrease in evaporation, immediate implications for precision calculations used in modern irrigation, and more complex effects of rainfall patterns. While less evaporation may be good for some plants in arid areas, stilling may make others less able to disperse wind-blown seed as suitable for new habitats, and hence loss of resilience to climate change. Less wind could also hurt city dwellers. It may be a taste of things to come. The winter of 2016-17 saw Europe becalmed, leading to smog that had Paris banned cars for 6 days. The city of Schlacke in Poland briefly overtook Beijing as topped the world's air pollution tables. Potential effects on wind power are another area of concern. Though there does not appear to be anything to worry about in the short term, stilling so far has been directed only at heights up to 10 metres, while the turbines harvest their wind energy 50 to 150 metres above the ground. Now, we certainly haven't been seeing anything that looks like stilling, says Keith Ayotte, chief scientist of the Australian wind power outfit at Windland, who monitors more than 100 sites across the world where their company has turbines. So the higher altitude winds will change over the 21st century. Volta has used climate simulations to project the effect on the total wind power available across Europe is unlikely to be more than 5%. One difficulty with the prediction is the lack of observations. As Vicar Vicar notes, accurate and consistent measurements only exist for the past 40 or 50 years. Cesar Azon Molina, a climate scientist at the University of Gothenburg in Sweden, has embarked on an EU-funded archival project with the effort to, with the effortable acronym STILLING, towards improved understanding. Okay, well, what he's done is he's actually used letters, raised letters, camel case letters in them. The mission is rescuing historical wind speed data like the logbooks from the Ponte Delgati in the Azores and Blue Hill Observation in the US that go back more than a century. The age of aeronometers, the devices that measure wind speed, can be affect the reading, but by compiling a single set of quality control data, Azona Molina hopes to determine whether stilling is purely a recent phenomenon or similar declines have been happened in the past. For McVenna, the stilling of the planet's winds is a reminder that global warming has a multiple unpredictable flow-on effects. We're dealing with climate change, not just rising temperature.